The coffee in your mug has gone cold while you stared at the same spot on the wall. You spoke words into the air, waiting for a response that never came. It feels like your prayers are hitting a solid ceiling and bouncing back, leaving you with nothing but the echo of your own voice. I am not going to tell you God is listening right now. I cannot promise you will hear an answer today. I only know that you are still praying, which means something inside you has not given up. There is an ancient story about the light walking into the world and finding everyone intoxicated. Not with wine, but with the noise of living. People were drunk on distraction, on performance, on grasping for things that could never satisfy them. No one was thirsty for what was being offered. And the light did not get angry. It did not shout. It looked at the blindness in their hearts and felt a deep ache, a grief. The light was afflicted because they could not see what was standing right in front of them. Maybe that is what this silence is. Not a rejection, but a grief. The light sees you standing there, knocking on a door that feels locked, and it aches for you. It is not absent. It is mourning the blindness that keeps you from seeing it is already here. You feel alone in the quiet. But the silence you feel is real, and it is heavy, yet it is not the final word on your worth. You are not defined by the echo. You are defined by the one who stands with you in the quiet, waiting for your eyes to adjust.